female-led relationship. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome to the official Love and Obey female-led relationship podcast. I'm Marissa Roeder, author of 13 books that have become the world's best-selling female-led relationship book series, and I want to welcome you to the Love and Obey movement. My female-led relationship podcast has been created for mature audiences only. This podcast is specifically designed to be listened to by adults and therefore may be unsuitable for children under 18. This program may contain one or more of the following: crude and indecent language, as well as descriptions and discussions about explicit sexual activity. This female-led relationship podcast is created and authored by me, Marissa Roeder. It is published and provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. The information in this podcast constitute my own opinions and or any guests who may appear from time to time, and it should not be regarded as a description of medical, psychiatric, or relationship counseling services. I am an author with 13 books written about female-led relationships and everything from chastity to cuckolding. All of my 13 books are available to purchase on Amazon. Just search Marissa Roeder, or you can go to my website, www.loveandobey.com, to learn more and get all the links to my books and social media platforms, which include YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. So imagine a world where your queen throws you down and gets on top of you, pinning down your hands and holding down your hips with her thighs. Or better yet, she blindfolds you, undresses you, and teases you with her whip. Maybe she has you tied up, naked, or in a chastity cage, unable to move or say a word. The sight of a leather-clad, dominant, sexy queen shouting orders or being in control of you is irresistible. Not to mention all the fun, exciting ideas you can add to transform your sex life. So why is the fantasy of femdom so exciting? Men and women have both admitted to being obsessed with engaging in domination and submission. Now, more couples have admitted to being particularly interested in female domination and adding it to their daily lives. The female-led relationship evolved from femdom and now has become a less intense version of the female-led life, which is much more focused on the relationship. The difference between femdom and FLR is that one has more to do with what happens in daily life than in isolated play scenes or sessions with a dominatrix. So femdom, to me, also incorporates much more intense and extreme forms of training in domination and submission, whereas a female-led relationship tends to be focused more on loving day-to-day interaction between the queen and her supportive gentleman. Now, that said, there are many couples who enjoy mingling the two worlds, because the great thing about the female-led life is that you can make it as light or intense as you want. If you prefer to simply stick to lighter levels of a man serving his queen, taking on more chores, and the queen making the most of decisions in the household, that's perfectly fine. Some couples want to add major elements of BDSM, spanking, discipline, punishment, cuckolding, hot wife, and maybe even learn about bondage, CBT, animal play, humiliation, and mentions. That's perfectly fine as well. The important point is that everything in a female-led relationship or a femdom is done with the queen as the dominant and in charge of you, and her man is submissive, a slave, or a supportive gentleman. What you choose to add to your sex exploration is completely up to you. That's what makes the world of female-led relationships and femdom so fascinating. Femdom, or female dominance, is a BDSM activity in which the queen is in charge. BDSM is a variety of erotic practices involving bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission, sadomasochism. BDSM involves one partner being submissive and the other being dominant. Now, female domination, or femdom, involves the queen being the dominant and taking control while you, her man, is the submissive and submits to her. Femdom is the more intense version of a female-led relationship. Most couples start out in a female-led relationship with gentle aspects of female domination, such as the queen taking charge of household decisions, making the major decisions, giving the orders, and being in control in the bedroom. Female-led relationships are much more focused on day-to-day interactions where the queen is in charge of the relationship and her man serves her as a supportive gentleman. However, after some time of being in an FLR, many couples want to increase the intensity of domination and submission, especially in the bedroom. Now, how do they do this? Femdom. Where femdom and FLR are similar is that both femdom and the female-led relationship requires trust and builds a deeper connection between you and your queen. And this is what makes them so powerful and transformative. A relationship or marriage based on trust lasts longer and remains stronger. You and your queen are bonded for life because of the trust. Femdom and female domination in a female-led relationship requires a great deal of honesty. When a man trusts his queen enough to be honest about his deepest, most hidden desires, the relationship becomes more intimate and meaningful. Now, both femdom and the female-led relationship can incorporate BDSM. A successful BDSM relationship is a power exchange, and you need to lay the foundation. BDSM is all about control. Some people enjoy exerting control where others find joy in surrendering themselves to a dominant partner. Now, in femdom, the queen is the dominant and has the control, and her man is the submissive who surrenders. So it is the exploration of the interaction or power exchange between the dominant and the submissive. Practicing BDSM sex in a relationship can also be enjoyable as it's a form of release, an exploration of trust or space to act out fantasies of submission, vulnerability, and control. You practice BDSM in sessions called a play, scene, or session. During this time, you and your queen will engage in different types of play like domination, submission, impact play, animal play, age play, humiliation, and more. It's mandatory to play safely with the use of a safe word. You must discuss your limits and boundaries and engage in aftercare when you're done. But what's beneficial about BDSM is that it can be incorporated nicely into a femdom or female-led relationship, but it is not a mandatory part of a female-led relationship to engage in BDSM practices. Many men have had the challenge of converting their wives or girlfriends who are vanilla to an FLR or femdom. The main objection is that they don't want to be a dominatrix, but in female-led relationships, women are queens. They're to be treated like a queen and placed on a pedestal. Even if a couple decides to add aspects of femdom to a female-led relationship, the woman is still treated as a queen. This is much more palatable for women who may be reserved and resistant. So though men get their start in female dominance from a dominatrix or online, there's no need, nor will there ever be a need, for women to become a dominatrix just to experience female-led life. Women must understand that girl boss, stepping into your power, queen life, boss bitch, or being an alpha female is all female-led. Women are already there with taking leadership. More women in power and female marches. Female power and female empowerment are all part of female-led life, and it's here to stay. So why do men like femdom and female-led relationships? If we look at the searches for femdom porn, it's exploding at almost 1 million searches a month. I mean, this shows that there is an increased desire for femdom and female domination in 2022 than ever before. Men's true desires are expressed in their fantasies, and they explore these fantasies through the consumption of porn. Now, when there is an absence of a strong dominant woman in their lives, a man learns early on that complete submission to queen is what he desires the most in life because he is constantly searching for his life purpose. Femdom aligns with his deepest desires to surrender to a powerful queen. Now, some more intense activities that men desire from femdom are spanking, whipping, forced feminization, being treated like a weak, pathetic sissy, CBT, humiliation, pegging, water sports, so many things. Like wearing the chastity cage, confinement, being locked in a cage, and more. It's important to note that while all of these activities are available for you to explore, there is no pressure to move from your loving female-led relationship to the level of femdom unless this is what you and your queen have decided to do together. Now, in female-led relationships, men are taking over the household chores, having their queens make major decisions like where to go, what to buy, control the finances, initiate sex, decide when to have sex, dominate him during sex, setting out the rules for him to obey, where both femdom and female-led relationships involve a dominant queen and the submissive man, femdom clearly involves more intense activities of domination submission. Now, how you choose to explore both is completely up to you, as long as there's agreement from both you and your queen and you're both happy. If you want to learn more about the fascinating world of femdom and female-led relationships and how to completely transform your relationship or marriage, then you need to get my books, Love and Obey, Real Men Worship Women, Queendom, and Femdom. All 13 of my books are available on Amazon. You can simply go to Amazon and search Marissa Rutter, or you can go to my website, www.loveandobey.com, to learn more about Love and Obey, female-led movement, and to get the links to all of my books and social media platforms, which include YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. Female-led relationships are changing the world, one couple at a time. Join the hundreds of thousands of couples now living happily in a female-led lifestyle.
Ooh!